Unit 3, Australia.
本单元学习目标：一、通过本单元对话课的学习，学习并掌握表示禁止和警告的日常交际用语，如 "You can't" or "You mustn't"， "Don't look out"， "Take care"， "Be careful"。二、阅读课文 "The Discovery of Australia" 和 "Australia"。了解澳洲大陆的发现和澳大利亚的史地和风土人情。三、进一步学习动词 ing 形式做宾语补足语和状语的用法。Okay, now let's begin with the dialogue. Well, read the dialogue silently and try to find out the answers to these two questions.
How many people are in the party? Who are they?
There are five people in the party. They are Yang Pei, Jackie, Bert, Jeff, and Bonnie. Number two.
Where do they decide to make their camp?
In the bush, near a river, and some trees. Okay, now let's come to the language points of this dialogue. Number one.
Young Pei and Jackie are going camping in Australian bush with some other friends.
也就是说，杨培呢和 Jackie 啊，同几个朋友到澳大利亚的丛林里呢去宿营。这里面 go camping 表示这个去宿营，它属于 go 后面加上 doing 的 这种结构，表示去干某事的意思。这个多指呢从事与体育娱乐有关的一些个活动。 For instance,
go boating
去划船，
go camping
去露营，
go climbing
去爬山，
Go cycling.
去骑车。Okay.
Go fishing.
Go dancing.
Go riding.
Go hunting.
Go swimming.
Go shopping.
Go shooting.
Go walking.
Go farming.
Go nursing. 注意 go nursing 在这里头表示呢，就是说这个当护士。底下还有两个，一个是
go soldiering
从军，还有一个是 go teaching 从教。那么这四个里面呢，它也用的 go 加上 doing 这个结构表示从事某种职业。刚才我们说过 go farming 表示务农。Okay, now let's come to number two.
Will you help me fix up this sheet?
请你帮我把这个 布棚搭起来好吗？那么 fix up 在这里表示搭起来、安装或者是修理，它相当于 put up. For instance,
we must fix up a shed here.
我们得在这搭一个棚子。Now next one.
They fixed up a simple operation table at one end of the room.
他们在房间的一头搭起了一个简单的手术台。The next one.
They are busy fixing up the lights.
他们正忙着装灯呢。那么在这里头呢，这个 fix up 它都表示安装或者是这个 修理。这个 fix up 还有一个意思，表示安排住宿或者是提供等等。 For instance,
we must have a friend to fix us up there for the weekend.
我们得有位朋友在那儿为我们安排周末的住宿。 The next one.
You can ask your father to fix you up with a good bike.
你可以请求你父亲提供一辆好的自行车。Okay, now let's come to number three.
What a lovely place!
多美的地方啊！那么这里面 What a lovely place 实际上是 What a lovely place it is 的省略，在口语当中呢，感叹句的这个主语和谓语通常都可以省略。那么感叹句呢，表示一种强烈的感情啊，比如说喜怒哀乐等等，它通常呢是由 how 或者是 what 啊引导的问句。How 用来说明后面的这个形容词、这个副词或者是动词，而 what 呢，往往用来说明后面的名词。感叹句的这个基本句型呢，有下面这三种：一个是 what 后面加上不定冠词 a 或者是 and 再加名词，再加主语或谓语。For instance,
What a dirty ashtray it is!
多么脏的这个烟灰缸啊 ！The next one.
What beautiful colors they are.
What a beautiful sunshine. 还有一种句型呢，是 how 后面加上形容词或者是副词，然后后面加上主语或谓语。For instance,
How lucky he is.
How hard they are working.最后一种呢，是 how 后面加一个句子，也就是说一个主语后面加一个谓语。For instance,
How time flies. How he hates the enemy.
他多么痛恨敌人呢？ OK, number four.
You'd better not go inside.
OK, 这句话意思也就是说，你最好不要到里面去。You'd better 是表示建议的这么一种这个交际用语，后面往往要跟原形动词，那么否定形式呢是 You'd better not do something. For instance,
You'd better not swim in the river.
Okay, number five.
You can easily die of thirst.
这是在 part two practice 当中的一句话，也就是说你很可能会渴死的。那么这个 die of 我们说通常是指由于疾病或者是情感等原因造成的死亡。 For instance,
The baby died of a fever.
那么那个婴儿因发高烧而死。
The old woman died of grief soon after her husband's death.
那位老太太在丈夫去世后不久就因悲伤而死去。Die from 一般指呢，除了疾病或者情感以外的原因而造成的死亡。For instance,
Lots of people died from a bushfire.
在一次丛林大火中呢，烧死了许多人。Now next one,
The soldier died from a chest wound.
那位战士因胸部受伤而死。但是现在呢，实际上这两种用法呢都可以通用。再有 easily。在这里面的意思是很可能或多半。For instance,
The train may easily be late.
火车很可能要晚点。Okay, so much for this lesson. Now let's come to lesson 10, The Discovery of Australia. Now, please read the text quickly and find out the answers to the following questions.
Where did the first Australians come from?
They came from Asia.
What did Kouros use for hunting?
A curiously shaped piece of wood.
How many languages were spoken in Australia?
Over 225 languages were once spoken in Australia. Okay, so much for this. Next, please read the text carefully. After that, we will do a true or false exercise on page 82. Now, please turn to page 82. Now, let's do exercise 1.
1. Australia is about 20,000 years old.
That's false, because Australia was discovered about 53,000 years ago.
2. The first people of Australia were known as Aborigines.
That's true.
3. Maybe the Aborigines developed the oldest form of art on the earth.
That's true.
4. The Aborigines lived by farming and fishing.
That's false, because they lived by hunting animals and by gathering roots.
5. The population of Kouris deceased sharply after the arrival of foreign settlers.
That's true.
6. Whenever the Kouris defended their rights, they killed thousands and thousands of foreign settlers.
That's false, because they didn't kill the foreigners. Instead, they were killed by them.
7. Kouri children enjoyed equal rights of education with the white children.
That's false, because education was intended for white settlers only. Okay, so much for this exercise. Now, please read the whole passage again, and carefully this time, and then complete the notes on page 15. Now, let's look at part 3, note making, on page 15.
First people arrived in Australia 53,000 years ago.
Number 2. Age of earliest cave paintings. That is 20,000 years ago.
Food. Animals, birds, fish, roots, nuts, wild fruit.
Number 4. Tools. Fishing nets, shaped piece of wood.
Special skills. Finding underground springs.
Past Kouri population. 300,000 to 3 million.
Percentage of past population of Australia. 100%.
Number 8. Percentage of present population of Australia. A little over 1%.
Cause of death. Diseased, killed.
Number 10. Past number of Kouri languages. Over 250.
Kouris made citizens of Australia. 1960.
Okay, so much for note making. Let's come to the language points.
Their spiritual faith and their gods were very important to them. And knowledge, customs, and memories handed down by their elders of the race.
也就是说，他们的宗教信仰啊，和他们所信奉的神对他们来说呢是非常重要的。他们的知识、风俗，还有这个以及他们所怀念的事情，都是由他们的这个他们种族的长辈传下来的。注意句中的短语动词 hand down， 可以用 pass down 来表示相传或者传给。这里指的是从上代相传下来给后代什么什么。For instance,
The old house has been handed down for 3 generations.
这座老房子已经传了三代了。Now next one.
In poor families, clothes may be handed down from one child to the next.
在穷苦人家，一个小孩呢，穿过的衣服会传给另一个年龄小的穿。Now, number 2.
They invented different kinds of fishing nets. Also, a curiously shaped piece of wood for hunting, which could be thrown and which would return to the thrower if it did not strike anything.
他们发明了各种各样的这个渔网，还发明了一种呢用木头制成的形状奇特的这个捕猎器。这种呢，这个捕猎器呢，可以投掷出去。如果没有击中目标呢，它又会回到投掷者这个手中来。那么这里面的这个 a curiously shaped piece of wood， 注意这个的表达方法，它表示一块形状奇特的木头。在这个短语当中啊 ，shaped 是 shape 的过去分词，它做定语修饰后面的这个 piece of wood。那么做定语。这种做定语的过去分词前呢还可以带副词做状语，这个短语中的这个 curiously 就是这个副词。 Now let's look at some other examples.
A widely used language，
一种广泛使用的语言。
A newly discovered island，
一个新近发明的这个发现的这个岛屿。
Highly praised deeds，
受到高度赞扬的行为。 OK, number three.
They become experienced at finding underground springs，
他们对寻找地下泉水呢逐渐有了经验。这里面 be 或者是 become experienced at or in something， 也可以说这个 doing something，表示对某事或做某事有经验。那么这个短语当中的 experience 这里是形词，表示有经验的。 For instance，
She is an experienced teacher，
OK， 她是一位这个经验丰富的老师。 Now next one，
He is very experienced at repairing cars，
他修理汽车很有经验。 Now next one
He is quite experienced in this kind of work.
他干这类工作相当有经验。 Well, now let's come to number four.
Education was intended for white settlers only. And until very recently, no school lessons were held in languages rather than English.
也就是说教育只是为白人殖民者而办，而且直到最近以前还没有一所学校使用英语以外的语言呢进行教学。那么句子当中的这个短语介词 rather than 表示与其或者是不是什么什么。 For instance，
I think Tom rather than you is to blame，
我认为该受责备的是 Tom 而不是你。 Now next one，
I think I'll have a cold drink rather than coffee.
我想喝冷饮，不想喝咖啡。 Okay, so much for lesson 10. Now let's come to lesson 11.
Having been separated from other continents for millions of years, Australia has many plants and animals not found elsewhere in the world.
Well, this means as it has been separated from other continents for millions of years, Australia has many plants and animals that are not found in any other place in the world. 也就是说，由于同其他大陆分离呢，已经有数百万年之久了，所以呢，澳大利亚有许多动植物是世界上任何其他地方所没有的。好，那么句子的前部呢？Having been separated 一直到 for millions of years 是动词 ing 形式的这个完成式，被动语态短语做状语表示原因。那么句子的后部 not found anywhere else in the world 是过去分词短语做定语修饰先行词 plants and animals。 那么动词的 ing 形式呢，这个动词的 ing 短语呢，它包括一般式和完成式做状语呢，是本单元的语法项目之一。我们一起来看看动词 ing 短语呢，一般是做状语，通常表示与句中谓动词同时发生的动作或者是状态。For instance,
Walking in the park She saw an old friend.
实际上这句话相当于 When she was walking in the park, she saw an old friend. 当她在公园里走着的时候呢，碰见一位老朋友。那么也就是说，看见老朋友和在公园里走这两个动作同时发生。所以呢，这时候呢，我们可以用分词的 ing 形式，也就是用它的这个一般现在时的形式 walking in the park. The next one.
Being blind, how could they see the elephant?
那么也就是相当于 As they were blind, how could they see the elephant? 这时候这是做分词呢这个动词的 ing 形式呢在句中做的是状语表示原因就因为是瞎子他们怎么能看得见大象呢再有呢注意动词的 ing 短语的完成式是 having 后面加上动词的过去分词 having done 它做状语呢表示在谓语在句子当中谓语之前发生的动作或者是状态 For instance
Having been there many times He offered to introduce the history of the country
Okay这句话相当于 As he had been there many times, he offered to introduce the history of the country. 也就是说由于他去过那个国家这个多次呢所以他主动提出为我们介绍那个国家的历史。那么这个动作就是说这个去过那儿许多次这个动作发生在这个谓语动词 offered 这个动作之前所以我们在用动词 ing 形式的这个表示的时候呢我们可以用它的完成式也就是 having been there OK, now next one
Having put up the tent they started to cook their supper
也就是说这个搭好帐篷以后呢他们就开始做饭也就是搭帐篷这个动作发生在开始做饭那个动作之前所以我们这里用的是 having put OK请同学们注意呢就是说做状语用的 ing 短语它的逻辑主语必须要同句子当中的主语为同一人或者是同一事我们来比较下面的句子 For instance
Standing on top of the tall building We could see the whole city
好这句话 standing 的逻辑主语实际上是后面句子 we 也就是说我们站在这个高楼上可以看见整个城市的这个景象那么这两个主语是一致的可是我们来看一下这句话
Standing on top of the tall building the whole city could be seen
这句话呢就不是特别好了因为 Standing on top of the tall building 它的主语呢应该是人站在这个高楼上可是底下的主语却是 the whole city 所以呢我们说这样的句子不是特别好我们再来看下一句
Having found the cause, they continued the experiment.
就是由于发现了原因，所以他们继续做实验。那么这里头发现原因的这个逻辑主语呢，实际上是后面句子的主语，这个 they， 所以这主语是一致的，所以这是一个正确的句子。我们来看下面的句子。
Having found the cause, the experiment continued.
OK, 那么这时候两个主语不一致了。Having found the cause, 发现这个原因呢应该是人可是后面的主语却是实验所以这不失为一句好句子。OK, 请同学们在这个以后的学习当中要注意这些个问题。再有呢 ,ing 短语和过去分词短语做定语时呢通常要放在所修饰词的后面相当于一个定语从句。For instance,
Who is the man standing by the door?
它相当于 Who is the man who is standing by the door? 或 That is standing by the door. The next one.
The bell rang announcing the end of class.
Or we can also say the bell rang which announced the end of class.注意这都是动词 ing 形式呢在句中做定语修饰前面的名词注意它之所以用动词的 ing 形式是因为 stand 和 man 之间比较主动 announce 和 rang 之间也是比较主动 OK
Suddenly there appeared a young woman dressed in white
We can also say suddenly there appeared a young woman who was dressed in white. 那么这里头他用的是 dressed, 用的是过去分词做定语，这是因为他在定语从句当中呢，我们需要用 was dressed in 表示某人穿着什么什么样衣服，所以这要求用过去分词。那 next one。
He is a man liked by all.
他是一个大家都喜欢的这么样一个人，也是过去分词做定语。之所以用 liked 是因为他在这里头表被动，他被大家喜欢。He's a man who is liked by all.
The man writing this English letter is my teacher.
Okay. 那么这也是 writing this English letter 修饰前面 the man。他和 the man 之间呢是比较主动，所以这用现在分词，相当于 the man who wrote this letter, this English letter is my teacher. The next one.
The letter written in simple English is from my teacher.
Well, the letter which is written in simple English is from my teacher.OK, 那么这里头用的是过去分词 written, 是因为 the letter 和 written 之间呢表示的是被动，所以用过去分词做定语修饰前面的 the letter.
One strange animal lays eggs, yet feeds its young on its milk.
有一种怪兽会产卵，然而呢又给那个幼崽呢哺乳。这里面 lay eggs 表示下蛋或者是产卵 ,OK?Feed on 呢表示以什么什么为食，以什么什么为生。For instance,
cows feed on grass.
Okay.
In area, it is about the same size as the USA, which has more than 13 times as many people.
也就是说，从面积上讲，澳大利亚大体上相当于美国。这个除阿拉斯加以外呢，这个相当于美国除阿拉斯加以外，而美国的人口呢却是澳大利亚人口的13倍还多。句子当中的这个 area， 句子当中的这个 area 表示面积，介词 in 呢在这里表示在什么方面。For instance，
China is large in area and rich in resources。
中国呢地大物博。The next one.
The TV tower is nearly 40 meters in height.
也就是说，这座电视塔的高度将近40公尺。The next one.
They build a fence 30 meters in length.
也就是说，他们修了一个长30米的这个篱笆。这里头需要注意的是呢，这个我们有这样一个句型，就是说 A is 后头是多少多少倍 times as 后面加形词或副词再加 as 再加上 B， 它表示 A 是 B 的几倍啊，大小啊，多少长短等等。For instance，
This room is 3 times as large as that one.
这个房间的面积是那个房间的三倍。The next one，
The students in our schoolare twice as many as those in that school.
那么也就是说我们学校的学生人数呢是那个学校的两倍。The next one.
He has worked twice as long as I have.
他干工作的时间呢是我的两倍。这种什么什么 times as large, 啊，或者是呢这个as many 等等这样的结构呢在上下文的情况当中呢，我们还可以这个缩写成这样。For instance,
that room is 20 square meters. This room is 3 times as large.
Okay, 也就是说那个房间呢是20平方米，这个房间是那个房间的三倍。
Two-thirds of the country is dry or desert.
这个国家有三分之二的地方呢气候干燥或者呢是沙漠。注意这里面的 2/3 是三分之二，表示分数的时候我们都知道这个分子呢用基数词，分母呢用序数词，当分子大于一的时候呢分母用序数词，后面要加上 s。 OK, for instance,
2/3 of the money has been spent on necessary equipment.
三分之二的钱呢已用于必须的设备。需要同学们注意的是，就是三分之二做主语的时候，谓语动词既可以用单数，也可以用动语，也可以用复数，但是要看你这个前面代替的是什么。这里头钱 money 这个词本来是不可数名词，三分之二的钱呢它还是不可数名词，所以后面的谓语动词要用单数。那 next one,
2/3 of the students are from the north,
也就是三分之二的学生来自于北方。那么这里头呢三分之二的学生这是一个复数概念，所以后面用的是二。还有一个请同学们注意呢，就是说我们在表示二分之一的时候，我们往往用 half 或者是 a half, 我们一般情况下不说 one second, 请同学们注意。 OK, now next one, number five,
it produces metals, precious stones, coal, grain, meat and wines,and has the biggest iron mines in the world.
也就是澳大利亚呀，它出产这个金属、宝石、煤、谷物、酒和肉，而且还有世界上最大的铁矿。注意这里面的 metal, wine, 还有这个像 food, 这些物质名词本来都是不可数名词，一般不用复数形式，但是呢在表示种类时可以用复数。 For instance,
Various kinds of wine are produced in France.
法国生产各种各样的葡萄酒，所以这时候用的是 wines, 表示种类，各种各样的酒。The next one.
Every person needs water and a diet of healthy foods.
每个人都需要水和健康食物。好。Number six.
The purpose of the fence.is to keep out a type of wild dog called a dingo.
那么这个栅栏呢是用来阻止一种叫 dingo 的野狗进来。这里头 keep out 表示不使什么什么入内的意思。For instance,
danger, keep out.
危险，切勿入内。The next one.
They closed all the windows to keep out the cold.
他们关上所有的窗子，不让冷气进来。The next one.
We put a fence round the vegetable garden to keep the chickens out.
我们用篱笆呢，把菜园子围起来，不让这个小鸡进来。Okay, now next one, number seven.
Farms in the middle of Australia are so large.That farmers use motorbikes or helicopters for the task of rounding up the sheep or cattle.
Well, this sentence means farms in the middle of Australia are so large that farmers use motorbikes or helicopters to drive animals together.那么句中当中的这个短语动词 round up 表示使什么聚集起来或把什么什么这个赶拢过来。 For instance,
The sheepdog rounded up the sheep and drove them through the gate.
也就是牧羊狗啊把羊群呢集中在一起赶进这个栅栏门里。那 next one,
Round up the whole class.It's time to go back to school.
把全班学生呢集中起来，该返校了。 Number eight.
If you are asked to an Australian home, you will probably eat outside and cook meat or fish on an open fire.
如果你被邀请去澳大利亚人的这个家里做客，你很可能会在户外进餐，并在火上烤肉或者是烤鱼。这个句子当中的这个Outside 是一个副词，相当于这段中的另一个副词 outdoors。OK, 那么 它表示呢在户外。For instance,
he seldom eats his meals inside. He often eats outside.
他很少在室内吃饭，他经常在室外吃。Now next one.
Do not always stay inside. Go outside into the sunshine.
不要老是待在屋里，到外面阳光下走一走。Okay, now let's come to number 9.
For holidays, many people visit the Great Barrier Reef off the northeast coast of Australia, which has 700 islands.
节假日里呢，许多人去参观澳大利亚东北海岸外的这个大堡这个礁，它是由700个这个岛屿呢构成的。注意这里面提到的这个 The Great Barrier Reef 是一大片珊瑚礁，位于澳大利亚东北昆士兰州的这个海岸以外。这个它呢现在是世界上最大的水族公园。在 Part 2practice 所给的动词当中啊 catch 有两个意思，一个是 catch somebody doing something， 就是发现或者发觉某人正在做某事，另一个呢是 be caught in something， 突然碰上什么什么而受阻。 For instance,
the farmer caught a man stealing his apples，
那个农民呢发现一个人正在偷他的苹果。 The next one,
on my way home yesterdayI was caught in the rain.
昨天我在回家的路上呢，这个遇上了雨。
And that's the end of Unit 3.